Well, hello, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. One of the calls I often get from medical sales professionals is trying to help them deal with the problem of losing business. Now, when do I get this call? Is it long before they ever feel threatened about losing business? No, of course not. It's when they're in the throes. It's when the customer has called them and told them that they're moving their business, or when they get a call from the hospital or the purchasing department and said there's problems with the contract and we have to change. I never get these calls proactively, but here's the reality, and I'm going to share with you some things from my own selling career that you're going to have to take and understand and perhaps get very introspective with your own activities day to day to see if you're guilty of this. The business relationship can often be compared to a romantic relationship, even a marriage per se. Let's look at a typical romantic relationship. It always begins with the courtship. If you translated this to the sales world, this is when you're trying to woo the customer, when you're trying to tell them everything that's good about having a relationship with you. You show them your good side, you treat them well in hopes that this person, or in the situation of a business relationship, this company or this medical customer will want to do business with you. Well, what happens after that business is established, or in the relationship after that relationship is established? Well, hopefully you continue to woo the customer just as you would try to woo anyone with whom you were trying to develop a deeper relationship. But somewhere along the line, things start to change. What happens? Well, usually the first thing that happens is complacency develops. This can happen in any relationship. And complacency usually results from a feeling that things are going well, I like where I am, this is good. What it usually also means is that I don't have to try any harder, or maybe I don't even have to try as hard as I did in the past. Let's put the romantic relationship aside, and from here on out, I want to focus on the business relationship. Think about when you first started working with a particular customer. You would bend over backwards. A lot of times what happens is that some of your other customers will often take a back seat so that you can focus on developing this new relationship so you could lock in the business. And what a lot of salespeople do is they just go from customer to customer. It starts off with cultivating the relationship, the wooing period, if you will, and then locking in that relationship, providing great service, spending a lot of face time with that customer, and then once you feel like that relationship is solid, then you move on and try to add additional customers to your stable of business. Well, this is pretty normal, and there is an obvious dramatic difference between romantic relationships and business relationships, in that a romantic relationship, most of the time, your significant other does not expect you to pursue other romantic relationships while you are maintaining that relationship. This is different in business. Your customers know that you have to cultivate and service other customers to maintain your business. But yet in the same vein, and we see this a lot in the world of medical sales, customers want to feel like they're special. In fact, they want to feel like they're the only customer that really matters. But you as a salesperson, you have to go out there and develop your business. So you do that. But here's where the danger comes in. That customer that you wooed and that you spent a lot of time with in the early stages, when suddenly you feel like that business is locked in, you start to become complacent. And complacency is one of the most damaging emotions that a medical sales professional can experience. Here's why. When you're complacent, you feel pretty much bulletproof with that customer. Now, in reality, you know that your competitors are knocking on their doors, trying to get them to move some of the business that that customer has with you over to them. But because of the relationship you've developed and the good service you provided, you're feeling pretty good. Folks, that's complacency. Let me give you an example from my own career. I was selling a device that was used by trauma surgeons in the operating room. And the door opened for me to get my trauma device into the hospital when a national contract that we had with a particular company that owned this hospital came about. And I did all the normal things. I went out and called on the surgeons one by one, showed up for their surgeries in-house, made sure that I always had brand new sets of instruments available for them to use, that all of the inventory was current. And I won the business in that hospital, which meant that my system was now on the shelf, and it was pretty much the only choice that was available for the trauma surgeons to use, unless they wanted to go through the hassle of calling another company and having a representative bring in the system. And this was very inconvenient, because this was the type of device that needed to be on the shelf, ready to go. So I enjoyed this business for over 10 years. But what happened was, I became complacent. You see, I had all of the surgeons using the system. And from time to time, I would get a complaint such as, Mace, you need to check the instruments. Some of them are getting a little dull. They're not cutting as well as they should. And I would go in and check the instruments when I had those complaints. But what I stopped doing that I did early on was I would not go in on a regular basis on my own to check to see if those instruments were sharp. I was complacent. And when a few of the doctors complained and threatened to move the business, well, the next step occurred, which was arrogance. You see, I became arrogant by saying, well, those are just one or two surgeons out of maybe 20, and I don't do much business with them anyway. They're not the high-volume surgeons at the hospital, so I'm not even going to bother with them because I have more important customers to worry about and growing business with my high-ticket items. See, this particular product that I was selling by itself was not a high-ticket item, but the volume of business that it produced was good business. I should have paid better attention to it. But at this moment, my arrogance said, I'm not going to worry about these one or two unhappy surgeons because they just did maybe two or three a year, unlike the other surgeons who did perhaps 50 or 60 a year, and in my mind, were happy. Ladies and gentlemen, I was arrogant. I didn't know it at the time, but I was arrogant because I was just focused on growing my larger business, and I believed that the surgeons who I considered to be important were happy, and I was arrogant enough to say, I'm not going to worry about these smaller volume surgeons. There is something about the real world that we all need to understand. Arrogance will never go unpunished. Let me say that again. Arrogance will never go unpunished. And my arrogance was punished. It didn't happen overnight, but in time, these surgeons who were unhappy started bringing in competitors of mine. And this gave the competitors access to the operating room and access to the other surgeons, including my surgeons who were happy with me, or so I thought. And what these surgeons were getting, those surgeons who were trying out my competitors' products, they were getting a sales representative who was wooing them, who was giving them phenomenal service, who made sure they always had sharp instruments and the inventory was always complete. They were all over them. And me, as a complacent sales representative, who had already crossed the line into arrogance with a few of the smaller volume surgeons, my business was at risk. How much at risk? I lost the business. And this was a very tough time for me because this was a base of business that I literally enjoyed for over 10 years. But it was my complacency, which escalated into arrogance, that caused me to lose the business. Folks, you're probably wondering, did I get the business back? I did. But you want to know how long it took? It took over 5 years. Think about it. Let's go back to the analogy of a romantic relationship with a business relationship. In that romantic relationship, when you mess up, and you mess up big time, and let's say you were dating somebody, and for whatever reason, the two of you split up, and that other person goes and starts dating someone else. Well, if you want to have that person back in a relationship with you, what does it take to achieve that? First, it usually takes something to go wrong with that other relationship. And then, when you start talking to that person about coming back with you, they remember why they left you, or why you left them, or why the relationship failed in the first place. And it takes a lot of extra work to undo those feelings. Well, that's the same situation I was in with the surgeons. They remembered why they went to someone else. Now, fortunately, on the other products where they were doing business with me, I took good care of them. So they were very happy with those products. You see, a lot of times, your surgeons can't differentiate, or your customers can't differentiate, why they are using your product or why they're using someone else's product. Sometimes it's just a feeling. And they will say, it's a good product, it's good service, I'm comfortable with it. But when all is said and done, trying to undo the harm that is done when a sales representative becomes complacent is very, very difficult. I had to rebuild the relationships. I had to start wooing the surgeons all over again. And once I had them using the product, I had to make sure that they knew that I was focused on keeping them happy and that I would never allow that complacency to creep into my business again. You see, this is what happens with salespeople, especially salespeople who are on the brink of burnout. They become complacent. And once they become complacent, they actually start to develop a sense of entitlement. This is my business. I earned it. No one is going to touch it. And then they start to coast. And the worst thing that could happen is after you're coasting and you feel like you're bulletproof is you start to become arrogant. And if you recognize in yourself any feelings of arrogance, that there's a customer you don't want to take care of, or that there's a customer whose business just isn't important, you are at extreme, let me repeat, extreme risk of losing that business. Don't let it happen. And sales managers, if you have direct reports who seem like they're on the brink of burnout or have shown signs of complacency or arrogance, this is your opportunity to do something about it. A lot of times burnout is the result of not knowing how to manage the day-to-day challenges in the territory. And this is where I can help. If you give me a call, let's talk about how our WorkSmart time management workshops can help your sales representatives get back on track by knowing how to control all of the different time and territory challenges that they have day to day. Again, if your sales force does not feel overwhelmed by their daily time and territory management challenges, they are going to stay focused on the things that will allow them to keep business and, more importantly, grow business. Let's discuss this. You can reach me at 561-333-8080. Again, the number is 561-333-8080. And I want to thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have any questions or a topic that you would like for me to address in an upcoming podcast, please email it to me at mace@medicalsalestraining.com. That's all one word, mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And as you put forward your best sales effort today and every day, remember to stay focused on the customer and the patient, because when all is said and done, nothing is more important than the patient and good patient outcomes. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.